A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law, until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the one who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. As we hear what Jesus says in today's Gospel, we must hear it together with what goes before. Jesus has just proclaimed the Beatitudes and called his followers salt and light. The Beatitudes are the source and summary of all of Jesus' ministry, his death and resurrection. They are like the Ten Commandments. In both Exodus and Deuteronomy, the Ten Commandments introduce longer sets of laws, both as introduction and summary. At the same time, there is a fundamental distinction between the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes. The Ten Commandments are mostly prefaced by "Thou shalt not," the Beatitudes by "Blessed are." If the Ten Commandments are the roadmap, the Beatitudes tell us about the destination, the community and relationships, which speak of our ultimate community and relationship, the community of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the relationships which describe what the experience of that community is like. In the center of the Beatitudes, the simple description of that attitude and action which brings us closest to the full experience of God and God's kingdom along the way to God. The central Beatitude in Matthew's Gospel is also the only Beatitude in which the outcome is the same as the attitude. For instance, the first Beatitude in Matthew states, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The axle of the Beatitudes, the center of it all, the fulfillment of the law, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Certainly the laws of Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy retain their relevance in guiding us along the path, particularly their summary and introduction, the Ten Commandments. If I am not worshipping false gods, I am still on the right road. And here we might want to check on our actual attitudes towards our political favorites in this fraught election year for so many parts of the world, South Africa here included. If I do not take the Lord's name in vain, I am still on the right road. And here we might want to check how we communicate God to others, especially when they have suffered devastating loss and grief. If I respect the personhood, body, and autonomy of others, I am still on the right path, and so forth. On that path, the destination is known through the giving and receiving of mercy. And there is the fulfillment of the law, with not one yod, not one tittle altered. Amen.